My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you gotta look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about if it's too late to start a podcast. So let's put some context in here. How many blogs are there in the world, Neil?
Over a billion.
Okay. And how many, do you know how many YouTube channels there are in the world?
I do not, do you?
About 2 million, I think. How many podcasts do you think there are in the world?
My guess is in the hundreds and thousands, in the United States or world?
World.
Oh, world in the millions. It's really popular in places like China is my guess.
Oh, you're probably right. Okay, let's just look at the U.S. Hundreds of thousands, you're correct. So yeah. It's 700,000, okay? Now, if you look at it, okay, a billion, and I did this comparison, I think, yesterday when I was shooting a video. The difference between a million versus a billion, I believe a million, if you did it in time sequences, it's like 11 weeks or so, like in terms of seconds. And I think if you did it in terms of billions, it's 31 years. That's the difference. So how do you... If you look at it from that perspective, 700,000 versus 2 million versus a billion, it's actually not that bad, right? So the first thing I would say is if you just look at it from a numerical perspective, it's not too late to start a podcast.
No, it's not too late to start a podcast. The biggest thing that people have to think about when it comes to starting a podcast, it's not about it being too late. It's actually so early, at least in the United States. You're going to have to be a bit more patient because you're not going to get the traction you want right away. If you're not patient, I don't think you'll do well in the podcasting arena. Eric and I are coming up on our 3-year anniversary.
Yeah.
And in general, when it comes to podcasting, I think we're still another 3-4 years away from it being extremely popular, at least in the United States, parts of Europe, parts of Asia. Some parts of the world, like China, they're blowing off and they're extremely popular and people even pay to subscribe to podcasts. But we're not there yet in the United States.
Yeah. And so... look at it this way. There actually, the New York Times had a piece about this, or about like, are we at peak podcasting? And the answer is no, because in the beginning of that article, it was just these two friends talking about how they did six episodes and they gave up because they weren't getting traction. If you give up that early, of course, podcasting is not going to work out for you. Now, the other thing too is, it's the same thing to me. You know, it takes time to compound your audience. So if you get in now, when there's only about 700,000 of these, and you stay consistent with it, you should get better over time. And podcasting still, like, it commands, look, if you're, first things first, you should be looking to deliver value to your audience, and then, you know, have high quality audio, things like that. If you come into it looking to make money, you're probably not going to do a good job. Like, Neil and I, we've been doing this for 3 years. We've never once put an ad up on this podcast, right? And that's not what we're doing it for. So if you do it to add value to your audience, you should do well and you stay consistent with it. Because remember, the story I told was, with my first podcast, Growth Everywhere, only 9 downloads a day after the first year, only 30 downloads a day after the second year. But I stayed consistent with it because I looked at it from a long-term view. And look at it from a long-term view, look to add value to your audience. That's how you're going to build a community. And then you should be able to do well.
And you're over 100,000 with your Growth Everywhere podcast, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It takes time.
It took you a while, but this is a good thing, because I know it takes everyone a while, but you were just like, when you started, you weren't getting much traction at all. You kept at it. You kept marketing it, and look at it now. But that just goes to show that it's worth it. It takes a while. And even Growth Everywhere, it's not at its full potential yet. In 3-4 years, it'll be much more popular. With marketing school, we kind of cheated. I just did an email blast.
Yes. That just was like ramped up quickly. And I think even if you didn't do the email blast, like the sheer volume that we kept doing would have kept us going. It wouldn't be where it's at now.
Yeah,
I don't think.
We got to 100,000 like in the immediately, first month.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the other thing too. So the podcasting, the industry in the United States, at least, I think it was 468 million in 2018. The year before was 310 million. I think it's slated to hit about 628 million this year. And then in a little over 2020, it's slated to hit 1 billion. So it's going to continue to grow. And that just shows you how nascent it is right now. Because 1 billion is nothing in the advertising world.
No, it's not at all.
Yep. Anything else?
No, that's it. Make sure you guys check out marketingschool.io/live. If you're interested in joining our mastermind, fill out the form and we'll go from there.
And we made a video for you too. So check that out over there. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. And we'll see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Badata. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.